High school football is live and on the air.
Are you ready?
It's time for Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. Tonight's game features...
Are you ready?
Traverse City Central and Western.
This evening's contest is brought to you in part by...
Aeroquip Credit Union. Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Minuteman Sewer and Drain.
Now, let's go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Connor Dockery and Mark Daly.
Good evening and welcome to tonight's presentation of high school football. Tonight's matchup pits the Western Panthers against the Traverse City Central Trojans in week two. I'm Connor Dockery. I'll be your host for all the action alongside the Mark W. Daly on K105.3. Thanks for joining us this evening as the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show starts in 2 minutes here on K105.3.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy, littered with cracks and potholes? Spruce it up with Wolverine Steel Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Steel Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7. From compact to industrial, and for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. A leaky pipe or faucet might seem like a minor problem, but it can lead to serious water damage and costly repairs if the problem persists. Don't wait for the problem to escalate. Trust Grimes Plumbing for quick and reliable repairs that prevent further damage. Our expert team is ready to tackle all leaks, ensuring your home stays good and dry. Call us today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Welcome back to Football Frenzy, week number two. Connor Dockery with the Mark W. Daly here from Western High School as the Panthers set to take on the Traverse City Central Trojans. Whoa, I need to get my team names correct as we dive into the Minuteman Sewer and Drain pregame show. TMWD, the Western Panthers, a big win 27-20 over J-High in their first game of the season.
Impressive. That's impressive. I know J-High's got some good things going. That's a really fast team. I mean, that is a fast team over at J-High. And we were watching the score while we were in Columbia, and it was a good back-and-forth contest. And I think what you saw out of this Western team was just some grit to dig out a win at the end, because that was a squeaker of a win. And early on, when you're dealing with your offense not running on full cylinders, when you're dealing with some mental errors, which Coach Cody Bentley talked about on your show, they did overcome a lot of that to secure the win last week over the Vikings.
Yeah, and just one of those weird games, very choppy, a lot of penalties that we heard as well in that one. So a big win against a larger school, and that is, of course, going to be the theme in the early season as they take on another big school here in Traverse City Central, a Division II school compared to Western down at Division IV.
Well, and that's what you see a lot now. A few years ago when they kind of realigned, you know, the MHSAA realigned how they were doing the rankings for the teams and getting into the postseason, acquiring points, you then started finding teams who were trying to find bigger opponents because even if they lost, they still were getting enough points to get into the postseason in their division. And this is the second game in the series between these two teams. These two teams met last year. Western,
yes.
Western took the short drive north up to Wine Country to take on Traverse City Central.
Yes, the short 3.5-hour drive. So, yes, they did go up there. They did get the 30-20 win, and that was actually one of their best wins last season, along with a game that we did, the week one win against Divine Child. Those were two of probably their best wins of the season, I would say, for this Western team.
Yeah, that was a good win for them. And they did enough throughout the season to get into the postseason, like I said, taking care of some of those bigger schools and performing throughout the IA. And it's almost like when Cody Bentley took the reins over from Nick Rulowitz, yeah, obviously you're going to have some changes, one head coach to another. But it was like they didn't change their pace at all. They just kind of kept rolling along. It was just like the Western of the previous season with a few nuance differences here, but the culture stayed the same.
Yeah.
And that winning culture has carried over from the Rulowitz era to the Bentley era.
Yeah, and that's the advantage of promoting up a head coach into that role from within the same coaching staff, as opposed to, you know, finding somebody completely different that potentially has a completely different style, so on and so forth. So he just really fits along with the culture that they've built here with this Western Panthers team, which has been historically good really the last several seasons. Since 2017, combined 57-26 record, and they've now made the playoffs in 8 straight seasons.
Yeah, and when you're in the IA, and 8 straight seasons, and when you're in the I-8, Lumen was part of that too.
Yes.
And they dominated the I-8 when they were there. But in the I-8, not only you have Western, but you also have Hastings, you've got Hazlitt, you've got some of those bigger schools that you're talking about that seem that you have to butt heads with in order to make it, get enough points to get to the postseason. So it's a tough, tough conference.
Yeah, and able to battle through that. So they're facing that good competition every single year. And on top of the competition within the division, just the competition that they face outside of that division. So definitely impressive stuff for this Western Panthers team. Meanwhile, other side, Traverse City Central Trojans, they also come in 1-0. This is not their first far trip to start this season. They had to make a nearly 4-hour drive last week out to Division I Novi and able to beat the brakes off of that team 46-3.
That's impressive. That's impressive. When you're going up against a school that's that much larger, I mean, they've got more kids to pull from. They've got more competition to get to the starting spots on the team. You generally are finding a team that has a greater talent pool.
Yeah. And we're going to step aside. They're going to perform the colors here at Western High School. And when we come back in 3 minutes, we'll have kickoff for you for the Panthers and the Trojans here on K105.3.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available, or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Improving the financial quality of your life is Aeroquip Credit Union's mission, and their Aero Perks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge Aero Perk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the Arrow Perks checking account, call Arrow Quip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. Arrow Quip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at arrowquipcu.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Western set to receive the opening kickoff against Traverse City Central for our Week 2 matchup. Connor Dockery with Mark W. Daly. I'd like to thank, of course, Minuteman Sewer and Drain for sponsoring that pregame show segment. We'd also like to thank Western High School for their hospitality. Gave us a nice...
We got a ride.
Yeah, we got a ride over right to the press box. Some nice valet service, if you will. So that was definitely nice. And some nice pineapple pizza as well. That was always nice. As well as Traverse City Central kicks this one off. Western going from left to right on your radio dial. This one's going to be picked up around the 20-yard line. A little bit of a deke and a dive off to the left-hand side and down at around the 25-yard line by Jack Barnes, the senior.
Looked like it was number 15, Lucas Dorman, who was last one off the pile to get the stop. So, yeah, a decent kickoff. And decent coverage on that. Really didn't let them get a whole lot. So Western starting about, 26 to get this thing going.
Yeah, 26, 27-yard line. Able to get a handful of yards on that kick return as the Western Panthers breaking from their first huddle of the game with the junior quarterback Lincoln Levy back there with Brody Parrott. Whistle is blown. Ready to go on this first play. Couple shifts on the line. Takes a snap. Quick handoff going straight up the middle and going to be smothered, flattened there by Leyland Burkholder, the senior. Brody Parrott, the carry.
Yeah, there was about three jerseys right there all on the stop. And first one among them was number 10 for the Trojans, Peyton Waller. Just ran into a wall. Now, what you're going to see from Western tonight is they do like I almost want to say a hybrid, but they spread it out. You're going to see a lot of running tonight. Yeah, they're going to sling it, but it's like a spread run option type of offense tonight for the Trojans.
You're saying Brody,
for the Panthers.
The Panthers. You're saying that Brody Parrott ran into a Peyton Waller.
Sorry. There you go.
I'm sorry.
No,
I apologize.
I feel like I'm rubbing off on you now.
Second and 10 from the 27. Quick handoff up the middle to Parrott, and he is going to go nowhere again as the Trojans just stop him in his tracks to force an early third down for Western.
And a little bit of everybody getting in on the action. Kalen Burkholder among those on the stop for the Trojans. They're just running into walls early in this. Seriously, literally, running into walls in this early drive. They've gone backwards about a yard, so they're going to have to sling it here in a second.
Western in their burgundy uniforms with gold helmets, gold pants, and gold numbers trimmed in white. Traverse City Central in their white uniforms, black numbers trimmed in gold, black helmets, white pants. As Lincoln Levy is scrambling out of the pocket, throw up the middle. That one is caught and going to fight for a few extra yards. Did he make it to the first down? It's going to be awfully close.
Peyton Waller again, they're right on the stop.
Just short of the first
down, according to the PA announcer here. I don't know. That's pretty close. Do you punt it? Do you go for it? Do you impose your will on a tough team early in the game?
So it looks like he is just short by about a yard. The catch by Jaden Willis with an athletic play there. And looks like they're...
Well, Willis comes from a long line of good athletes in this county.
The senior for this Western Panther team lining up. Western going to be punting this one away. And they go three and out in their first possession as the ball takes a bounce, rolls along the sideline and out of bounds at around the 35 on Traverse City Central side for the Trojans starting their first drive.
Yeah, if you're Traverse City Central, you're chalking that up as a win. Even though you gave up a total of 9 yards, you made them go three and out, and you're actually starting in a pretty good spot here on the 35.
No score yet. We're about 2.5 minutes into this first quarter at Western High School on a cool and breezy Friday. Friday night under the lights. Now for Travis City Central, man in motion. Quick snap and handoff along to the near sideline. Dodges a guy and brought down out of bounds at around the 38-yard line.
Christian Sterrett among the three burgundy jerseys right there to make the stop for the Panthers. Now, they're able to pick up a little bit of yards, but I kind of like the Panthers' penetration on that. They really broke it off from the start.
That was a carry by Rutger Feeney, the senior, bringing the ball up to the 38-yard line. Gain of 3, second down and 7. From the left hash mark, 9:23, clock is stopped as he went out of bounds. Now takes the snap, handoff faked, throw off to the far side. That one's bobbled and dropped by Trent Glee, the junior.
So what Glee was doing was looking at three red jerseys before he saw the ball go all the way into his hands. He was looking at where he was going to run or where he was going to get hit and wasn't able to bring that one in.
Yeah, it was a nice throw by Isaac Turnwald, the junior quarterback for this Traverse City Central team. But, yeah, tough looking behind us, that sun right in his eyes to make that catch.
It looked like he was trying to set up a screen, but there were no lead blockers over there. I don't know if that was just a blown play or what. He was all alone, all by himself.
Third and 7, snap, handoff faked, throw deep downfield, and incomplete. Nice defense by Jack Barnes to force the fourth down.
Oh, yeah, he was right in his hip pocket. Number one, Carter Oley was looking for a flag on that one. He thought there was a little bit, and there is flag. We got a little laundry on
laundry. Ooh, not what you want to see.
All right, looks like they're going to go for it on fourth down.
No, they picked it up. Yeah. They waved it off.
Nope. So fourth down and 7. Traverse City Central is going for it from the 38-yard line. 9:04, clock is stopped in the first quarter. No score yet. And they do fake it. They step back and punt it away all the same. Fielded it around the 30, making some nice progress. Willis up the midfield, making it to around the 45 before being overturned onto his head and down.
And just how we talked about how it was kind of a win for Traverse City Central last time around, even bigger win now for Western to not let as many yards, to have that weird fake punt, because it was almost kind of squibbed. I mean, that was only like 15, 20 yards in the air. And here they are in 40-plus yardage. They're right on their W logo, at the big logo at the center of this beautiful field.
Right on the top corner of that W, it'll be first and 10 from the 43-yard line for the Western Panthers. Levy takes the snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to take it up the middle himself and brought down for maybe a 1-yard carry.
That was a really tough 1-yard carry. He actually ran through about 5 white jerseys on them. Peyton Waller giving him credit for the stop on that one. Even you could give half the defense the stat for the tackle.
Second down and nine coming up. Lincoln Levi, I stand corrected on the pronunciation. I do apologize. Able to fight his way for a yard there. Only attempting one pass so far. Completed that one pass for 10 yards to Jaden Willis. 8-12 and counting in this first quarter. No score yet. Western on second down. Levi takes the snap, peeling out of the pocket to his right, throws it on the near sideline and out of bounds as he was chased down by three Trojans and wanted to avoid the sack.
So what happened the last time, that was a bootleg. Same thing they did last time. They were looking for the exact same thing. Bootleg over here, trying to find the receiver kind of open in space between defenders. But what happened that time and the last time they attempted a pass is Traverse City Central was getting penetration and he was running for his life in the backfield. They're even on the run plays, they're getting good penetration. They've got a big, strong line that's kind of pushing the Panthers around early in this game.
Third down and nine from the 44-yard line. Clock at 8 minutes. A pitch forward and not going to get much yardage there either on the ground, and it is going to be fourth down.
I feel like we're going to be saying Peyton Waller's name quite a bit here tonight. Another one in on that tackle. That's three at least that we've credited him for so far.
I believe that was Jack Barnes on that little carry. And they're actually going to get him on a loss of yards back to the 43. Fourth down and 10. And Western goes three and out. Neither team able to get a first down quite yet in this game.
Punt. Lee deep.
Team lining up, clock ticking, 7:15 and counting in this first quarter. And this one is punted away this time towards the far sideline. Takes a bounce at the 28 and going to stop at about the 23-yard line before it's touched by the junior, Josh Riley.
Well, you never really know how that ball's going to bounce because it looked like it was heading toward the restrooms over that way and decided to bounce back in. And stay in bounds. Gave him really another 8 yards on that.
Who made it to the bathroom first, that rolling ball or your brisk walk? Pre-game?
My brisk walk made it there before broadcast time, man.
So it'll be the 23-yard line for Traverse City Central to start their second drive from the right hash mark. No score yet, 7:03 to go in the first quarter. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Turnwald. One back with him in the gun, takes a snap, hands off to the right side, and runs into a pack of Panthers on the ground. Rutger Feeney doesn't get much on the ground, and it's second down.
There was a whole bunch of them right there, just in on the stop. And it's like we are watching two immovable forces right now. Early in this game, the offenses are just kind of testing out the different spots on the defense just to see which spot is going to work the best. And really, whoever dials it in first, it's kind of the task at hand.
And I love these tough games, battle for the line. Two receivers either side, second down and seven. Quick handoff to the right, sweeping on the far side. Oh, that threw me off, actually. It was a quarterback keeper up the middle. And Isaac Turnwald able to turn that into a first down on that fake handoff.
Well, it looked like a little RPO action on that. He had a bunch of running backs going over to the far side. He took it up the gut.
And now a no huddle. Immediately a quick handoff up to the far side, that time for a few yards. But, yeah, just a quick fire play to keep Western off balance.
We got Superintendent Mike Smida joining us here in the Mike Smida play-by-play box. So we appreciate him coming up to say hi. Good to see you. Thanks for being here.
5:43 and counting in this first quarter. No score yet. Traverse City Central now second down and eight from their own 39-yard line, the right hash mark. This time taking their time before this snap. Two receivers to either side. Turnwald, one back with him in the gun. Receiver in motion to the right side. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff. He's going to keep it up the middle himself, and then he's going to fight his way through.
Ball's out.
Ball is loose, and Western able to get all over it. That's a lost fumble, and that is Jack Barnes making great plays on both sides of the ball, but making a big defensive impact in this one.
There was just a whole pride of Panthers that he carried on his back, and that ball just kind of came out just before his knee hit the ground, and Western right there to pounce on it. Great timing to dial up that turnover for this Western defense, because you got the feeling that Traverse City Central cracked the code and was kind of figuring out how to move the ball on the Panthers.
Yeah, and Turnwall able to make some big plays there, but unfortunately for his Trojans, he loses it. Western takes over at their own 46-yard line. Left hash mark, still no score. 5:15 clock has stopped in this first quarter. Lincoln Levi under center, one back with him. And a penalty marker on the near sideline. Looks like it's a false start against Western.
One of them just got a little jittery. The defense shifted. It's like the whole line shifted on defense. And somebody on offense, I didn't quite catch the number, they just flinched a little bit, and that's knocking them back five. And when you're having a hard time gaining downs on your possessions, this is not the situation you want to be in right now with this Western Panther offense.
Pushes them back 5 yards. It's now first and 10 from the 41-yard line. Two receivers left, one to the right. Takes the snap and the handoff. Jaden Willis, a couple deeks. Now cuts up forward, and he's going to be brought down for maybe a yard. He wanted a face mask call there, but didn't get the call. Kind of looked a little suspicious there.
Spencer Barton got him up high and brought him down. You can see his whole body was just kind of bent backwards as he was going down. But he did get – that was a lot of work for a positive yard, but he did get some positive yard there.
Need a chunk play right here for second down and 14 from the 42-yard line on Western side. 4:40 and counting in this scoreless first quarter with Western and Traverse City Central. Three receivers right, one to the left. Levi takes the snap, fakes the handoff, cuts off to the far side himself, trying to outrun everybody, and he's going to be swarmed for a loss.
Wow, this is a quick Traverse City Central team. He optioned to keep the ball and try to draw the defense to the inside, made everybody think it was going off tackle, and he had just a whole bunch of green on this beautiful turf off to the far side, off to the left. And that access closed down quick as everybody in a white jersey and their brother was able to chase him down.
Yeah, the speed, athleticism, and definitely physicality with this Traverse City Central team on display in this first quarter. It's another third down. Western 0 of 2 on third down. And it's third and 14. They said no loss of yardage on the last play. Takes the snap. Levi looking to throw deep downfield and way out throws everybody, intending for Jack Barnes, and it's incomplete fourth down.
Oh, he got cracked. He got cracked from his blind side just as he was letting that ball go, too. I'm surprised he was able to get that much mustard on it, because that was, gosh, that was 40 yards in the air as he was getting plastered from his blind side.
Yeah, it was a cannon throw right there, but unfortunately, as he was getting hit, couldn't get that accuracy down. A little bit too much pepper on that. And it's fourth down and 14 with the Panthers sending this one away. They go three and out again. The Panthers still looking for their first down of the game. Through three drives, this one's punted along the far sideline and out of bounds. Bounces on the track and away towards the restrooms.
Like we've got an injured player.
Ooh, got an injured Panther in the backfield at around the 30-yard line.
This has been a hard-hitting game. I mean, this is one of those games. It's like old-school Big Ten football. It's being fought in the trenches right now. New-style offense. I mean, back in the day, you didn't really have an RPO, but you've got the linemen fighting it out and making the space for those who are trying to carry the ball. Hard-hitting game.
And he is getting looked at. It's hard to see the number. To me, it looks like number 32, Easton Jones, the junior, who is getting examined there on the field for what could have happened. Of course, that was during that punt. I was watching the ball. That happened.
Yeah, I didn't see what happened.
Back behind my field of view, so I didn't see what happened there. So he's going to get looked at. When we step aside, while he gets examined. We're going to be back in 30 seconds. You've got high school football on K105.3.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning. Your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
3:20 left to go in the first quarter. No score yet between Western and Traverse City Central in our Week 2 matchup. And still got an injured Panther on the field. A couple coaches, the trainer over there.
He's moving around. You can see his legs moving, his feet moving, his arms are moving. But they're just they're taking their time getting him up off the turf.
Yeah, I really hope he's okay. It's quite a shot. They're trying to get him up now. So he is sitting up now, which is good. I'd like to thank King's Equipment, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Grimes Plumbing and Wolverine Seal Coating for their support in today's broadcast as Easton Jones does get up and he is walking under his own power back to the near sideline, so definitely good to see.
They're not holding his head still. He's walking around, talking with them. I can only assume it's a good old-fashioned got the wind knocked out of you kind of
thing. That's what I'm thinking, too. Yeah, just needed a second, get a breather, and now we're good to go as they're going to say it went out of bounds all the way at the 48-yard line.
Wow.
For Traverse City Central, so getting some midfield position to start here after their last drive ended in a turnover. And the snap bobbled a little bit by Turnwald. He's going to try to scramble out and thrown incomplete to Trent Glee. That was a botched play, but could have been worse.
It's been one of those things so far here early in the game. A little miscues with the ball have cost Traverse City Central. They had that fumble turnover, and that one was close to about a 10-yard loss. Decided to he had a receiver over in the area, just intentionally overthrew him and avoided the sack.
And close to intentional grounding there as well. Dangerously close. It's second down and 10 from the 48, right hash mark. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, throw up the middle, and that's going to be incomplete. A little bit too hard for Carter Glee, and it's third down.
Just out of reach, but, yeah, you said a little bit too hard. That was a rocket. I mean, that young man's got an arm. He can sling it.
That was one of those in Madden that instead of the bullet pass, he should have opted for the tap button, float that one over the defense, and might have had some success on that one, but of course I apologize for me bringing up Madden on a high school football broadcast, but I guess this reflects on me, so, you know.
Yeah.
Third down and 10. Clock stopped at 3:05. No score yet for Western or Traverse City Central. The Trojans get the snap. Turnwall to throw off the far side. That one's complete to Glee. Tries to spin away, and he's going to be flattened by some Panthers. Only about 1 or 2 yards on the play, and it's fourth down.
Looks like it was senior Christian Starrett, first one there to make a hit. There was another one that was able to get a hand on him, but was not able to get the handle to bring him down. But Starrett just came in there, laid the lick to really keep that one from getting away from him.
Fourth and 8, and Traverse City Central will punt this one away. They're turned away on their third drive of the game.
They did that weird little fake punt or fake go for it on fourth, do a quick little punt thing again. It actually got a good one off that time.
Yeah, that one was booming, and it pushes Western way back in their own territory. It looks like the 6-yard line. Wow.
That's a tough spot. This Western, I think they only have 9-plus, 10-plus yards total in this first quarter. So this is a tough spot when you haven't been able to get things going against this Trojan defense. This is a tough spot to be in.
Yeah, just that one play, that 10-yard, not for the first down, but for on the pass completion. But since then, just really Really not a whole lot of yards as Levi going to line back for the pass, and he's going to be incomplete to Willis near the 25-yard line for second down.
And I think the linemen got their hand on that one. It kind of came out looking a little bit like a – it was a little wobbly, kind of like a Denard Robinson pass from back in the day, just a little wobbly.
Or maybe even Tim Tebow, I would wager.
Okay.
He had a little bit of a wobbly delivery, but, hey, during a – Tebow time, able to really get that working.
Still able to get a postseason win against the Steelers. I'm not saying, I'm just saying.
Second down and 10 from the 6-yard line. A keeper for Levi able to cut to the far side, and he gets a few yards out of it to make it third and manageable.
That time, it looks like they set up the run with the pass. When you're usually deep like that, you try to in your own territory, you try to soften it up with a run to get yourself a few extra cushion yards. Well, they came out with a pass for the first play, went right back to the same look, get a throw back, step back and throw it, and he just tucked it and ran with it and was able to get good positive yardage on it.
No score yet, 140 and counting in the first quarter. Western with a 3rd and 4 from the 12-yard line. They are so far 0 of 3 on third down, trying to make it work here for their first down of the game. Got some whistles blowing and a timeout called by the Panthers.
Well, they got to make sure they dial up the right one here. You got to get this first down.
Yeah, definitely got to get the first down here. And as you mentioned, the yards are at a premium. Traverse City Central playing tough, tough defense, specifically against the run. That defensive line looks terrifying in this one. Just a lot of big bodies there.
They are. They're big. They're fast. They're strong. You can see it. But Western's playing smart football, and they're taking advantage of the miscues. I mean, this would be a vastly different game if it wasn't for that one turnover and if it wasn't for the fumble in the backfield. So Western is holding their own and forcing mistakes from this Trojan team.
Don't forget, AeroQuip Credit Union is bringing us the K105.3 Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway. It's easy. Just go to K1053.com, click on the Football Frenzy giveaway, and get entered in, and we will announce a winner at the end of the season for your chance to win $1,053 thanks to AeroQuip Credit Union.
That's a nice chunk. I mean, it's not Powerball money, but it's still a nice chunk of change.
It's a nice chunk of change. 3rd and 4 on the 12-yard line. Snap to Levi. Completes the pass on the right side. Willis able to go to the left, cut back to the right, and brought down at around the 9 for a loss of yards on 4th down.
We talked about how fast this team is. Willis had a great juke. There was a player in a white jersey out there whose jock strap is on the turf right now because Willis just juked him. Broke his ankles. And as soon as that happened, there were 3 other jerseys right on top of him to prevent him from getting that first down. Actually, he lost yardage on the play.
Yeah, and it looked impressive initially, but just that, man, that defense just swarms, gets to the area quick.
He got hit hard. His helmet came off.
So,
excuse me.
4th down.
Loud floor here.
If we want to call it the floor, we'll go with that. So a loss of 2 on the play. Western punts this one away, now 0-4 on 3rd down. Takes a bounce at the 35, rolls. Ball is really helping Western, and it'll be touched and downed right at the 47-yard line. Traverse City Central, their first time, actually the first time for either of these teams on the opposite side of the field.
I guess if that wasn't the floor, that would reflect on me badly, wouldn't it?
That would. On a live broadcast?
That would reflect on you, too. So.
Unfortunately. Unfortunately.
Oh, man.
Oh, brother. 1st and 10 for the Trojans from the Western 47. 28 seconds left in this first quarter. No score yet. Turnwald takes the snap, fakes the handoff, goes right up the middle, gets a big window, one man to beat, and he's going to take it to the house. Touchdown, Trojans.
You just kind of had the sense that was going to happen. They kept having a little bit of success here and there on this Western defense. Faked the handoff. Everybody and their brother went to the far side, and he was just wide open, untouched, right through the gut of that Western D.
Boy, and that's ever since they started running some of those plays with these fake handoffs, and Isaac Turnwald, the quarterback, he's been having a lot of success. And as you mentioned, the drive that they ended up fumbling it and losing it, they were starting to have success on that drive because of those plays. And now Traverse City Central on the board, and the extra point is good. Traverse City Central leads 7-0 with about 17 seconds left in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Attention students and parents thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So Traverse City Central just needs a single play on their fourth drive of the game for 47 yards. Quarterback Isaac Turnwald able to bring it to the house for a Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown to put Traverse City Central on top 7-0 over Western. Now awaiting the kickoff with just under 17 seconds to go in this first quarter.
It was a back-and-forth battle that first quarter, and Traverse City Central just kept getting the little wins, battle of field position, and it paid off for him here in the final moments of the first.
And it'll be key in the second quarter.
For sure.
For Western on this drive, need to find something offensively, because besides maybe a 7-yard, 8-yard every now and then, it's just been, they just have not been able to break through against this Trojan defense. As Jaden Willis gets the kick at around the 10-yard line, he's going to try to cut up the middle of the field. Dodges a tackle and brought down at around the 23.
Boy, number four, Gabriel Link, just came out of nowhere. There were two other white jerseys there that kind of had Willis boxed in. The next thing you know, Link is laying the hit on him.
23-yard line is where Western will start their fifth drive of the game. Still have yet to get a first down in this one. Their largest gain was for 10 yards. That was the first pass of the game for Lincoln Levi, but they were, of course, a little bit back, so they were 1 yard short of the first down, unfortunately, at that time. But still trying to break through here. 9.8 seconds, so probably the last play of the quarter right here. One receiver to either side. Levi, the snap, takes the handoff to Parrott up the middle, and he's flattened immediately. There is a penalty flag on the far side.
If I am counting correctly, this is our first flag because the other one was picked up.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yes. No. Well, there was the offsides or the false
right.
start.
So there is our second. Yep.
And it looks like this is also against the Western Panthers right here. It is another false start.
Procedure against the Panthers.
Yeah, not again. You're shooting yourself in the foot at this point. You're already buried deep. You haven't shown that you can move on this defense yet, and you're making your job harder.
15.
That leaves 3.1 seconds on the clock.
Well, it looks like another timeout.
Officials timeout, but they started the. They started the clock, too. I believe there was supposed to be 9.8 seconds before the last play. We'll see.
They're stepping it off again.
Bring the ball back to the 23.
We didn't get a call,
huh?
A signal or anything from anybody.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. So they, I guess, nullified the... Yeah. They took a down off. They made it second down and 10 now. Interesting. Takes the snap. Levi looking downfield, and he is going to be flattened at around the 10. And that will conclude the first quarter on that sack.
Gavin Love.
That'll do it.
Wow.
Came through with a burst of speed.
First quarter.
And then just drove him back another 5 yards before that knee finally hit the ground.
So Western backs against the wall on this drive to start the second quarter next, trailing 7-0 to Traverse City Central. We're back in 60 seconds. You've got high school football on K105.3. Mm.
We can all think of a successful business, and we know that those businesses have a comprehensive plan. Let County National Bank Wealth Management help you put together a comprehensive plan for your life. Whether that's leaving money to children or to a charity or traveling wherever you want, come meet with us and we can help you plan, prepare, and prosper throughout your life.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Football Frenzy. Back to the field on K105.3.
7-0 is our score. Traverse City Central over Western now at the start of the second quarter. Connor Dockery, Mark W. Daly.
14-7 out there on Spring Arbor Road right now. Lumen on top of a very stout Pontiac Notre Dame prep squad.
Big game over there.
Oh, yeah.
On Spring Arbor. Western looking at a third down and 23 on their own side of the field. Throw downfield for Levi and just out of the reach for Jaden Willis, and incomplete, and it's fourth down.
And he was able to get some protection that time. I don't know what they talked about during the brief break there, but he had a nice clean pocket. And who is it, Willis? Jaden Willis.
Yes.
I mean, he had some space out in front of him, too. Just let him a little too far. Just out of reach. But that was one of the plays that you look to connect on and score big.
So that pushes Western to another fourth down. Back on their 11-yard line. And this is going to be punted away from inside their own end zone. Unfortunately, injuries not really helping.
That went out of bounds.
Rather, penalties not helping that drive, but didn't really go far either. Just went straight out of bounds, and it's going to put Traverse City Central well into Western territory, basically knocking on the door of the red zone.
Yeah, they've got a really good spot right here as they're inside the 30 with, again, an offense that shows it's able to move on this Western D.
And Western just...
They're just back deep.
Yeah.
I mean, they did what they could do, and they just couldn't get out of that hole. Penalty kept them back there.
So the last drive for Traverse City Central needed a single play, started on Western's 47. And quarterback Isaac Turnwald able to break through for a 47-yard touchdown run. 7-0 Trojans just into the second quarter here at Western. And Western trying to get a defensive stop. Quick snap and a handoff up the middle, sneaking through and brought down short gain. Rutger Feeney the carry.
Not quite sure which red jersey was able to bring him down. He got it almost looked like he just got his feet tangled up in that scrum that he was running through and fell down. It doesn't look like you could give really credit to anybody for the tackle on that one.
10 yards on three carries for Rutger Feeney.
I'm afraid to move.
Yeah.
You're going to.
Going to be a penalty marker on the far side before this second down and four.
Dockery will make a mockery of me and what it sounds like when I move this chair.
Just remember, dude, this reflects on you.
Offsides.
Oof. Offsides on Western. Their third penalty.
Wow.
No penalties yet on Traverse City Central. And it's going to be second and one.
And this was one of the things that Cody Bentley said that they had to work on in this past week. They had a lot of penalties last week, and looks like they still need to bring out the spick and span and clean a few things up.
One receiver to the left, three to the right. Turnwald, the snap, quick fire throw on the right. That one's caught in for the first down. Spins, trying to avoid, trying to get into the end zone. It sneaks in on the near sideline. Touchdown, Trojans.
That was a really good move. He had contact, was able to spin out of it. Well, first, to find himself into some open space. Just found the open spot in that defense. And then able to to make his own space and get it the way into the end zone by just running through and around defenders. And we've got a Panther down, grabbing his knee over there on the 5-yard line here on the sideline.
Yeah, can't see who this one is, but that was an Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Isaac Turnwald to Grayson File, the sophomore. Just a nice little crisp pass to him on the right-hand side and able to dodge a couple tackles and then outrun everybody, sweeping onto the near side and sneak into the end zone as Gavin Etheridge, the sophomore, he was the downed Panther. He is able to get up and walk to the sideline on his own power, which is good.
Yeah, he is walking under his own power. They spent a little bit of time with him down there. But, well, see if he can walk it off, find his way back in.
So Traverse City Central able to get their second score of the game. Extra kick is up and splits the uprights. Traverse City Central leads 14-0 over Western. We're 1 minute into the second quarter, and we're back in 30 seconds. This is High School Football Frenzy on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's hit music, K105.3.
14-0, Traverse City Central over Western following a touchdown pass from Isaac Turnwald to Grayson File.
It's Hawaiian night here.
Yeah.
At Panther Stadium.
If only we could get some of that Hawaiian weather.
Oh, we don't have Hawaiian on our pizza, that's for sure.
Unfortunately not.
Oh.
We would like
you didn't bring your Hawaiian shirt?
No. If I did, I bet we would have gotten some pineapple on that.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see how that reflects on us later.
This one is kicked off, fielded by Willis at around the 10-yard line, charges up the middle of the field, tries to fake out his man, but he's snagged at the ankles, down at around the 22-yard line. For Western to start their sixth drive of the first half.
We got
a Trojan down after that tackle.
And it looks like he's grabbing his... He's not moving his right arm at all. It looks kind of like a shoulder issue.
That is Gabriel Link, who is down.
Oh, we've said his name a few times tonight. Yeah. Willis, you could tell he's used to putting the moves on people. And so far, he's been able to juke his way out of one mess, but when he does that, he runs right into another.
And that just speaks to the toughness and tenacity that is this Traverse City Central team. Just seems like early on, case of bigger, faster, stronger. Just a really solid Traverse City Central team. We spoke with Coach Cody Bentley earlier in the week, and he definitely knew that this was an improved team from last year, and they definitely look like it, as Gabriel Link able to get off back to the sideline on his own power, which is good.
I think if I remember correctly, he said last year they were able to take advantage of a young team.
Yes.
So he's got more kids, or he's got the same kids, just more experience on this team. When Western, they lost some experience and some leadership from last year's squad.
Yeah, and that definitely shows in this one. That Traverse City Central definitely seems like they're rolling in terms of just their system in this one.
All righty, here comes
as
the first and 10.
Western gets back 23. On the field, starting from the 23-yard line for the second drive
crowds,
in a row.
Crowd's making some noise for their Panthers.
Packed house here for flag Western. We got a flag in the secondary.
Delay of game is the call.
We got a delay of game.
Okay.
So Western, just penalty after penalty here in the first half. 4 penalties. Meanwhile, 0 for Traverse City Central.
Yeah, and coming off when the other team had an injury, you had a little extra time to get the play in.
Takes the snap. Quick handoff to Willis. Cuts to the left and then back to the right. Wow. Snagged immediately at the legs and brought down for probably another loss of yards.
Willis got cranked by Oliver Dobreff. Or Dobreff.
Dobreff. Dobreff.
Dobreff. I'm going to go with Dobreff for our French-speaking audience. But either way, however you say it, he spoke with a thunderous hit on Willis.
So second down and 16 after that. Going to be a loss of a yard. Just a big hit right there. And Western just needs to find something that works offensively. About 2 minutes and change into the second quarter. Quick snap and handoff. Second down and 14 brought down for a quick gain at around the 20-yard line. Brody and it's Parrott, another third down from Brody Parrott on the carry.
Number 10. That was Peyton Waller once again making the stop. This dude's all over the place on defense. From that center linebacker position, it looks like is where he's at most of the time, but he's found his way in the backfield, making a lot of stops at the line of scrimmage, disrupting pass plays. He's all over the place.
So third down and 13 from the 20-yard line. Takes the snap, peeling out of the pocket on the far side, fakes the throw. He's going to bring it himself and forced out of bounds at around the 25. It's fourth down.
A little bit of positive yards on that one, but it looks like they're bringing in a different set of personnel, different package. Most likely we're looking at them booting this one away. And TCC, they're set up. They're at the 45. So they're looking to set up in some decent field position again.
And that's been advantageous to them getting onto the scoreboard here. After mostly a scoreless first quarter, Traverse City Central able to score on their last two drives, making it 14-0 as they got a high kick, fielded at around the 45-yard line, caught by Carson Spica.
I have a
23. Yeah, I did a fair catch on that one. You know, I like hanging out with you. Use big words like advantageous. You know, and when you're using big words, that reflects well on me, and I appreciate that.
There you
that.
Go. Yeah. I'm trying to grow your vocabulary here. So this will be on Traverse City Central side, 46-yard line, first and 10.
Basically right where he was standing when he was waiting for you. Yeah. You didn't have to move much.
It's like an outfielder in baseball just waiting under it. For the catch. Two receivers to either side. Man in motion. Takes a snap and a penalty marker thrown off, or a false start. Sorry. First penalty of the game for Traverse City Central.
And it knocked them back a little bit.
Illegal procedure against the Trojans.
So, and again, I mean, this could be deflating. You get a little something going. Decent field position. And then you just make your job a little bit harder.
So that'll push them back to their own 41-yard line, first and 15. 9:08 to go in this first quarter.
Look how packed this Western side is.
Decent amount of supporters.
Wow.
The Traverse City Central side filling up a little bit, I would say about 30% of the smaller crowd to the side as we got a runner up the middle, losing everybody, and is going to run all the way for a Traverse City touchdown. A keeper there for Isaac Turnwald throws off the entire Panther school, looking like Napoleon last week.
That's exactly the same play that they scored on last time. And what you do in high school football, and really any level, if it works, you just keep doing it. And I will bet you my shiny Aldi's quarter, we're going to see that play a few more times here tonight. Because like I said, if it works, you just keep doing it until they stop you.
And that is a touchdown on three straight drives after the first three drives. Just one total first down.
Flag on the play.
And a lost fumble with two punts. We got a penalty marker on the extra point.
Wow. 28-7 Lumen right now.
Big
7:22 in the second.
Statement right here by
it
Lumen.
Is. Well, Herb Brogan said it. I asked him what the kids learned from the loss in Chicago last week, and he said, well, we'll find out tonight. We'll find out Friday night if their lesson's stuck.
I'd say the early returns are looking pretty positive.
Those are smart kids over there on Spring Arbor Road.
So that was a Western penalty on the extra point, and Traverse City Central going for two. Quarterback keeper for Turnwald, he just marches forward untouched, completely unopposed for an easy 2 points.
Up the gut again.
Wow. 22-0, Traverse City Central is starting to pull away from Western in this first half. Just under 9 minutes to go until we go to the halftime locker room. But we're back in 30 seconds here on K105.3.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown for Traverse City Central by the quarterback Isaac Turnwald, this time for 59 yards. He's got 117 yards, 3 carries, 2 touchdowns, and then virtually untouched on the 2-point conversion. Western's really got to find something on offense right here, as it's going to be returned around the 20-yard line. Cuts back, now to the right, able to break a tackle, and finally brought down past the 30. Pretty good kick return by Jake Barnes.
Well, he was able to run out of the arm tackle of Connor Reb, but then was brought down by number 14, Lucas Dorman, able to wrap him up and bring him down. Yeah, I get the sense. I don't know, because we didn't talk with the TCC head coach here, but you just get the sense that this was a game that they circled on their calendar, and they're looking to make a statement and avenge last year's loss on their home turf.
Especially after the big win that they had against Novi, a Division I school. 2 receivers to either side. Western first and 10 from their 33. Levi, snap, throw onto the left side. That one's caught by Willis. That one found a hole. I thought that would have been batted down, but able to find Willis for a short gain.
Yeah, he was able to thread that needle right in the middle of 3 white jerseys. It was Oliver Dobriff and Cooper Clark among the white jerseys right there that wrapped him up to take him down.
And some of these plays that you think Western gets a little bit more yardage than they did, just another short gain, 3 yards on the play. It's 2nd down and 7 from the 36 left hash mark. Western going from right to left on your radio dial for this second quarter. Levi, the snap, peels out of the pocket on the far sideline, and he's going to be sacked at the 25.
That was DeBreff again on the stop. I mean, just coming out of nowhere. And what you see all the time, we saw it last week when Columbia was going out for a pass, and the same thing here. We're not seeing a whole lot of pocket passing early this season. They're doing a lot of bootlegs. They're trying to move the pocket, create that extra space, and protect their quarterback with them throwing while he's running. And man, this TCC team is able to track him down and lay a lick on him.
Makes it 3rd and long, 3rd and 16 from the 26-yard line. Loss of 10 yards on that sack. Now Levi goes deep up the middle of the field. It's going to be bobbled and nearly intercepted by Rutger Feeney, but dropped, and it's incomplete.
Yeah, he was the only one that was able to get his hands on it. He was really close to pulling that in. We've seen quite a few dangerous passes, and Western's, for the most part, kind of been able to get away with it without having any turnovers so far.
And that was 4th and... That, yeah, that was a 3rd down.
Can I say 4th and forever?
You can say 4th and forever.
It's 4th and forever for the Panthers.
So just 3 of 7 passing for Western. 7-11 to go in this first half as they punt this one away, trailing 22-0 to Traverse City Central. Fair catch called at the 38-yard line for Traverse City Central.
That was a boot of the epic variety. That was
a big punt.
That was a punt. All right, don't mind me. I'm just going to move this chair again.
Will it make a loud sound?
I
got to
pick it up. It's a very heavy chair. It's a good thing I hit.
You got one of those basketball seats.
It is.
Cushion.
But I can handle it because I hit kettlebell hotspot at least 3 days a week.
There we go.
Yeah.
World-class athlete sitting to my left right here.
And that reflects on you, too.
I need to get myself up to world-class status.
Well, maybe we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9.
You might. First and 10 from the 8-yard line for Traverse City Central. Another quarterback keeper for Turnwald, and he's going to be brought down for about a 4 to 5 yard gain, second down.
Yeah, that was a designed quarterback keeper. He actually took a 3-step back, cocked it back like he was going to throw it, tucked it, and ran it, and got half of what he needed for a first down.
123 yards on just 4 carries and 2 touchdowns for this Turnwald kid, junior. Just dominating Western in this first half. Whenever he has the ball, he's like, they just can't really do anything with him.
Well, it looks like we got confusion on defense, or they're trying to mix up their look.
Second and 5, quick handoff up the middle, and Western initially able to get to him early, but able to be in for the first down for Rutger Feeney. Just able to sneak through for some extra yards and able to get over the first down marker.
And Willis able to do his work on both sides of the ball right now in there on the tackle. But not until they were able to get the first down right there. Right at practically the center of that beautiful Panther logo.
We'd like to thank Kelly Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, and County National Bank for their support in today's broadcast. K105.3 Football Frenzy. 22-0 Traverse City Central. Handoff up the middle. It's fumbled and then covered immediately by Rutger Feeney after losing it, and it's going to be a loss of yards, second down.
And you've got a number 33 from the Panther squad. That is Ryan Morton, who came up off of that. He was the one that got laid down on the body once the ball was recovered. And he came up limping a little bit. He's just a smidge gimpy.
Just a smidge.
It's just he's still in there. He's still playing.
We're not making this a smidgy broadcast again.
We did that last week.
Oh, boy. Quick handoff up the middle for Feeney again. This time he's hit hard, just shy of the first down, and it's third and short at around the 44.
Well, Willis must have got tired of receiving the hits and delivered a lick of his own. That's the kind of tackle that you would describe as textbook, because he was low, led with the shoulders, and drove him back.
Gain of 9 yards there, and a penalty marker on the far sideline. We will see what this is. Western really hoping it's not on them. They've had their fair share of penalties in this one.
Yeah, the shirts are coming in for a confab on this one. I wouldn't be surprised if they put it in.
No flag.
Oh, they're waving it.
Okay.
They're waving it. So Western started, because all game long, TCC has been doing these shifts or these movements on defense, and it caught Western a couple times. Now Western they're moving their linemen around. So something new we're seeing over the last couple times. They're moving their linemen around. They're creating some distractions on defense, and they thought they got TCC to jump.
Almost, but no cigar there. It's third down and 3 from the Western 44-yard line. Man in motion to the left. Turnwald the snap. Pitch out on the far side. It's Rutger Feeney in for the first down and then some. Tight roping on the far sideline. Brought down at around the 23.
That was 3 maroon jerseys over there. Burgundy jerseys on the stop. But they've been having so much success up the gut. And that has just drawn this Western defense right into the center, and they were able to get that one on the outside, created some space, and got a good chunk of yardage by running around the defense.
350 and counting in this first half. 22-0 Traverse City Central over Western. Trojan ball and going to be a quarterback keeper, but a sack for Western. This time able to get to Turnbull before he can make a play.
Well, like you said, you keep working it until it doesn't work anymore, and you had a lot of red jerseys in on that one, including number 54, Gavin Etheridge, among a pride of Panthers.
Is
on
that the
stop.
Official terminology?
I know they use it for Lions. I don't know. I don't know what they do for Panthers. It felt like it worked.
Three receivers bunched up far on the left side, one to the right. Now a handoff up the middle. New player on the far sideline, dodging a tackle and brought down at the 10. That's Gavin Love, the senior, with his first carry.
They mixed up their look a little bit, but still took it right up the gut, moved the chains, and now they're first and goal. Oh, no. No, they're not.
Going to get a little no huddle right here from the 11-yard line. Fake handoff, throws off to the right side. Going to dodge a guy and into the end zone. Touchdown, Trojans. Trent Glee, a touchdown reception.
Real similar to that last touchdown they had where they just threw a pass to the near side over here and just let the receiver beat everybody.
So that's an 11-yard Aspen 1-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown from Turnwald to Glee. 28-0. Extra point on the way.
Boy, these home teams aren't going to let us come back anymore.
Extra kick is up. It splits the uprights. And it's 29-0. 2:53 to go in the first half. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Here's your last word for the Spelling Bee Championship. Your word is best.
Best? Can you use it in a sentence?
Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics is the best orthodontist for braces and Invisalign.
Yes, Summit Orthodontics is the B-E-S-T for your braces and Invisalign. They even have the B-E-S-T TikToks.
Correct!
Yay, I'm going to use my winnings on my new Invisalign.
Schedule your appointment with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
And Willis deep to receive for your...
A 11-yard touchdown from Isaac Turnwald to Trent Glee, making it 29-0. Traverse City Central over Western. Just was a very close, hard-fought game in the first quarter. And then right at the end, Traverse City Central able to break onto the board. And once they cracked the code to this Western defense, they haven't looked back.
No, they haven't. They've been able to move it at will, score when they wanted to, stop their defense.
The first three drives, two punts and a turnover, just one total first down. The last four drives, all touchdowns. As this one's going to take a bounce, Willis able to field it at around the 10-yard line, trying to fight his way up near the 20 on the far sideline before being brought down.
It took a weird bounce, and it took him a second. He had to run back to kind of rein that one in, and he got the feeling. I think against many other teams, Willis would have been able to break away from him. That would have been a big gainer, but he ran around like six white jerseys, and then he was just swarmed. I mean, everybody was around him. It's a fast team out there. I'm impressed. You can physically see the difference in speed from some of the other teams we've seen.
My hat's off to head coach Eric Sugars for Traverse City Central, just a well-oiled machine over there. As we got a quarterback keeper here for Lincoln Levi on first and 10 from the 20, and he's going to be brought down for maybe a yard or two.
I mean, you got to take your positive momentum when you can get it, and you've got a bunch of white jerseys coming up off the ground. It looked like it was, I want to say it was number 55 that came up last for the Trojans.
Second down and nine.
Burkholder.
Second and nine from the 21. 2:05 and counting in this first half. Three receivers left, two to the right. Levi the snap, throw far towards the near sideline. That's picked off and going to break a tackle. Peyton Waller running on the near sideline, and he's going to be flattened out of bounds at around the 20. That is a turnover for Western.
I think I called it earlier in the game. He's that one that we've been calling his name and his number all game long, different parts of the field. And he won the battle with another white jersey to pull that one in. That pass was just off the mark and threw it again into dangerous double coverage. Waller comes down with it and gets a decent return off of it too, and sets up these Trojans in a good spot with, you know, less than 2 minutes to go.
Yeah, 151, and they have a chance. If they get a touchdown here, they can get the partial running clock going. As Turnwald gets the snap, fakes the double handoff, throw to the end zone, and just out of the reach through the fingertips of Carter Glee, going for all the marbles right there, but just incomplete.
The defender had the spot in front, and when he saw where that ball was going, he just slowed down and really disrupted the receiver from being able to go there and get to the spot he needed to pull that one in.
Clock stopped at a 1:44 in quarter number two.
Well, you can tell they're trying to go for it. They're not taking their foot off the gas here. They're doing everything they can to get in the end zone right now.
They want this to be a quick second half here from Western High School. Takes the snap, fakes the handoff again, cutting off to the left, breaking a tackle. Turnwald, he's got two men to beat, able to, nearly got through both of them, but down at around the 15. Able to get through for at least the first down.
It looked like it was number four, Brody Parrott, who able to get in there on the stop for the Panthers. Sorry, I get distracted. They got such an awesome announcer right here. Sometimes he just you kind of I want to hear what he's saying while I'm talking, and I haven't developed that skill set yet.
So you haven't done the Travis Kelce, two things at once.
You know, and a lot of things, just not that.
I have a bad taste in my mouth trying to do a Travis Kelce impression on these airwaves. Ball comes loose. Western able to get on top of it, and Western recovers another fumble. They turn it over, and now they force a turnover by Traverse City Central, and they get it back with exactly 60 seconds on the clock in the first half.
See, Andrew Parrott wrapped him up, did not go for the tackle, went for the ball, and ripped that one out, causing the turnover.
Western from their own 25-yard line. Let's see what they could do with this one-minute drill.
You need a spark. Knowing you're not going to get the ball to start the second half, you need something right here, right now. You need that statement.
Hey, momentum can go a long way. If they can get a good drive right here, that could start shifting things in their favor for the second half. Levi, the snap, takes a throw on the far sideline. That one's going to be caught and then fallen down by Andrew Parrott, the junior. And only a yard there on the play.
Well, you know, when you need to get some positive yards, you go for your tight end.
Able to give him 2 yards on the play, second down and 8 from the 27, 35 seconds and counting. High snap, and it's going to be deflected away off of the helmet of the running back. And Parrott able to dive on top of it to save the ball from being fumbled and lost.
Parrott brothers having their spotlight right now.
Timeout, Traverse City.
And it's going to be at the 25-yard line, so lost those 2 yards that they got on the last play. And Traverse City Central calls time here.
Well, yeah, they're looking to get the ball back. You've got, I don't know, if you're Western, 25 seconds left. Do you have two downs here?
You do. You got the third down currently, third and long. I mean, they need a lot just to get the first down.
But, I mean, are they going to punt on fourth if they don't make it here? That's what I mean. Do you have two downs? Do you go for it? You're pretty deep, but you got 25 seconds left. I'm just wondering what Coach Cody Bentley, what that conversation's like in that huddle right now.
But regardless, need to get something happening. On the ground, it's been really not much there. They've actually got a net negative 4 yards total on the ground right now. And in the air, Just 13 yards, 4 catches, 4 of 9 passes with an interception for Lincoln Levi. Just nothing has been able to go their way on the offensive side. Traverse City Central, a tough, tough defensive team.
I did not like their body language coming out of that huddle.
All right, here we go.
So 3rd and 10 from the 25. They're 0 of 7 on 3rd down. Able to get the run up the middle and
with the keeper.
Down just short of the 4th down. It's 4th and short for Lincoln Levi. And another timeout called by Traverse City Central with 17 seconds left to work with. So, hey. I was going to say, if Western gets a first down right here, extend this drive and maybe get a shot right here, we'll see.
It was a very similar play to what we've seen Traverse City Central have some success with. Success with. You get the snap, delay for a second, and then you run it right up the gut. He had to weave his way through. He ran about 15 yards to get that 8. We're seeing a little bit of success with that on both sides of the ball now.
So we'll see what Coach Cody Bentley has cooking in this huddle right now. As Traverse City Central, they are back on the field and ready to go. Western currently looking at a 4th and 2 from their own 33-yard line. 17 seconds left in the first half, trailing 29-0.
I got a mockery from the dockery. That was...
Hey, that lisp reflects on you, my friend.
Hey. That was from that In Living Color reference from earlier in the week.
So it will just be a punt after all for Western, and Traverse City Central will just let this be rolled down to the 26-yard line. So a nice punt there, able to get the distance as opposed to the height.
Josh Riley, 1st and 10, Trojans.
7 seconds left. Traverse City Central trying to make it 74 yards downfield to get the running clock going for the second half, the partial running clock.
They should just knee it here. I'd be surprised if they tried to be greedy on this. Just kneel it, keep your kids safe, getting to halftime.
1st and 10 from the 26. 7.2 seconds left in the half. 2 receivers either side, 1 back with Turnwald.
They're going to air it out.
Takes the snap, handoff up the middle. Able to break through. Rutger Feeney on the near sideline stutters, and he's going to be swarmed past the 50. And time expires. Brought down right at the 49, but that'll do it for the first half of play. And a big second quarter. Big second quarter for Traverse City Central, opening up a 29-0 lead over Western.
Yeah, once they figured out the soft spot of that Western D was right up the gut, they took advantage of it. And then they found a soft spot on the right side, able to get some quick little passes. One to a tight end, the next one over to a receiver out on the open side. Soft spot in that defense, and then just able to pick and weave their way through the rest of it to score. So they've been able to solve this Western D in a couple different spots.
So 29-0 is the halftime lead. Traverse City Central over the Western Panthers. We're going to step aside, and in 3 minutes, we will have a special presentation from the MHSAA. Take another 3-minute break, and then myself, Connor Dockery, and Mark W. Daly will break down what we saw in this first half of play. You've got high school football here on K105.3.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Crew, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can also pick up propane tanks at all locations for your summer grilling needs. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson for quick, convenient customer service above the rest. Always shop Kelly Express.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Participation in high school sports continues to rise, and a Harbor Springs soccer player is rocketing up the goal scored list. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. For the second year in a row, there was a record number of participants in high school sports, this according to the National Federation of State High School Associations. The NFHS reported that during the 2024-25 school year, there were more than 8.2 million participants across the U.S. That's up nearly 200,000 from the previous school year and is an all-time high for participation. The counting of participants for this survey means that, for example, a three-sport athlete counts as three. Michigan has nearly 300,000 participants, ranking eighth in the country. Texas and California remain numbers one and two, with Ohio third, Pennsylvania fourth, and Illinois fifth. Outdoor, track and field, volleyball, and soccer are the top three sports for girls' participation and all saw increases from the previous year. The top three sports for boys remain 11-player football, outdoor track and field, and basketball. And there were more than 1 million participants in 11-player football last season. Girls wrestling saw a 15% jump and topped 74,000 participants nationwide, while boys wrestling topped 300,000 for the first time. Soccer and golf also saw significant increases on the boys' side. For more on the NFHS report and participation across the country, check out nfhs.org. And for participation numbers in Michigan, go to mhsaa.com. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Frankenmuth soccer player Troy Trudell. He had two goals and three assists in a 6-0 win over defending Tri-Valley Red conference champion Bay City John Glenn. Goodrich sophomore Jacob Daggett also made the list for his kicking ability. He drilled a 30-yard game-winning field goal in a 17-14 win over Frankenmuth. And to Negaunee's Evan Dallangelo, he had a 96-yard kickoff return in a 30-22 win over Marquette, giving the Diamond Jubilee Trophy back to the Miners.
Graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
Field hockey is now a fully sponsored MHSA sport, so let's start by getting up to speed on some basics. Field hockey is a fall sport. Games are administered by two officials. Each team plays with 11 players on the field, including the goalkeeper. The field is 100 yards by 60 yards, roughly the same size as a football field. The goals are 12 feet wide and 7 feet high, with the penalty stroke line being drawn 7 yards in front of the center of the goal. Players are not allowed to play the ball with the rounded side of the stick, nor are they allowed to charge, hit, shove, or trip an opposing player. Field hockey games are 60 minutes long, played in 4 15-minute quarters.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Going into Tuesday's soccer match against Elk Rapids, Harbor Springs junior Henry Juno needs just two goals to notch 100 career goals. Sitting at 98, he is already 46th all-time in the state of Michigan, and the 48 goals he tallied as a sophomore are the 41st most scored in a single season. With the rest of his junior year and entire senior season still to go, it's not out of the question that Juno could threaten the all-time scoring mark of 201 goals set by Aaron Chatfield of Burt Lake Northern Michigan Christian from 2009 to 2012. Harbor Springs has won a district title each of the past two seasons, and with Juno's scoring and playmaking ability, the Rams are hoping to advance even farther in the postseason this year. Currently, they're ranked 14th in Division 4. For more on Juno, check out Tom Spencer's article at MHSAA.com. While there, you can see the entire MHSAA soccer record book and complete NPR rankings. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll be back next week.
Attention students and parents thinking about college or career plans but don't know where to start? The College and Career Access Center is here to help for free. From college applications and scholarships to career exploration and job prep, they've got you covered. Stop by their center in the Jackson Crossing Mall or give them a call at 517-990-0671 to schedule an appointment. They're open Monday through Thursday from 11 to 6 and Friday through Saturday from 12 to 5. CCAC, come start your future.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
Improving the financial quality of your life is AeroQuip Credit Union's mission, and their AeroPerks checking account makes it easy. You'll get a big perk for what you're already doing, like signing up for e-statements.
Check.
Have 15 signature-based debit card transactions totaling more than $75 a month.
Done.
Have a direct deposit of $1,000 or more monthly.
Yep.
Use online banking each month.
I do it all.
That's all you have to do to get your huge AeroPerk, a 4.07% APY just for doing what you're already doing.
They really are improving the financial quality of my life.
For details about the AeroPerks checking account, call AeroQuip Credit Union's Plymouth Street location at 789-2890 or the Lawrence Avenue location at 789-2886. AeroQuip Credit Union, improving the financial quality of your life. Online at AeroQuipCU.com. Federally insured by NCUA, an equal housing lender.
You know
know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone, veneer, or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
We are at halftime here at Western High School.
That's a good band.
It's a really good
band.
That's
a good band. Yeah, you could tell they were into it. They were tight. They were dancing. You can tell they were having fun out there.
Yeah, and that was very entertaining to watch during halftime. As
good numbers, too. That's a large band.
So 29-0, Traverse City Central over Western for that first half. And the first quarter was really close. It was defensive stop one way, defensive stop the other way, three and outs for both sides. There was really no first downs. Really neither team could get into an offensive rhythm in that first quarter until the last Traverse City Central drive, their fourth drive of the first quarter. Their first three drives, two punts and a lost fumble. Fourth drive, just a single play, 47-yard touchdown.
Right,
and they
gut.
Have not looked back.
Nope.
Ended the first quarter up 7-0 and ran all over Western in that second quarter, outscoring the Panthers 22-0. And Western, once Traverse City Central found a way to break through that defense, Western has really had very few plays that they've had to stop Traverse City Central. And meanwhile, Western still has not been able to break through offensively. Just 17 total yards on offense for Western.
Every once in a while, you'll see like a little flash of something there.
Yeah.
And just when Western has a little bit of open turf, I mean, everybody in a white jersey is just closing down on them, swarming to the ball. And they're just shutting that stuff down.
Yeah, like, and we've brought it up several times where any time it's like, you know, oh, a quick pass off to the right. You know, it looks like he's got a lot of space, and then, boom, he gets met quickly. And then it's like, oh, he only got a yard on that play. Like, it seems like Western should be gaining a lot more than they are on these plays. So it's just.
Well, how many times have we seen Willis?
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at like, all right, he's about ready to break it out. He just juked a guy.
He's not gone.
He's leveled out, and yeah, it's a fast team, a strong team, hard hitting, aggressive team. This TCC Trojan squad.
Yeah, case of bigger, faster, stronger so far on this.
So far, right?
It's just been tough for Western. Just seems just completely outmatched, and as I mentioned, only 17 total yards, 0 of 8 on third down. They have not a single first down in this game.
That's so hard to believe.
Break through. Yeah,
they've been close a few times. That's so hard to believe. Yeah, wow.
Meanwhile, Traverse City Central, as we mentioned, able to score a touchdown on their last, on four straight drives, I should say. Then they lost the fumble and then just ended out the half. So,
and I'm looking at the positioning of them warming up coming out of the halftime, because usually you're down like the 30-yard down towards your end zone. And that's where Western is. But it's almost like TCC is coming out and strutting their stuff. They're warming up almost right at the center of the field.
Learn more at henryford.com. Yeah.
I mean, just eyeballing it, it just looks like they're owning it. Am I overreaching on my assessment?
I don't believe so. It's just a demoralizing half, specifically the second quarter for the Western Panthers. Just what, completely outmatched against this.
They're basically warming up on the logo.
Yeah. So it was just a tough half of football. Meanwhile, 215 yards rushing for two touchdowns.
Wow.
For Traverse City Central. 133 of those yards in both those touchdowns from their quarterback, Isaac Turnwald. And meanwhile, Turnwald able to complete 3 of 7 passes for 31 yards and two touchdowns.
Yeah.
So Traverse City Central on both sides of the ball really running over Western, but it's really the Isaac Turnwald show.
Yeah.
That's what we're watching right here. Is this guy, he is phenomenal.
Well, Western's been giving him that alley right up the middle. He's got a lot of yards and scores right up the gut. And just when they just they figure they need to defend the inside, that's when they pop it outside and either find a tight end or receiver and get the score.
So that'll do it for the halftime report. 29-0. Traverse City Central leads over Western. We're going to step aside back in 60 seconds, the second half of play here at Western High School. You got K105.3.
At County National Bank, your financial goals are our priority. The CMB Mortgage Team offers personalized service, connecting you directly with CMB loan officers for expert guidance.
We are committed to helping you choose the right loan, ensuring you make informed decisions that fit your budget. At CMB, we minimize your risks so you can confidently achieve your homeownership goals.
Experience the County National Bank different. Find a list of our locations online at cmbb.bank.
Do you have a stubborn clogged shower drain that is becoming a nuisance to your morning shower? Don't let it get worse. Call Grimes Plumbing today and let the experts at Grimes Plumbing unclog it. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. We specialize in drain cleaning, tackling even the toughest clogs that other plumbers can't. Trust Grimes Plumbing for fast and efficient service. Call today at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com and get your drains flowing smoothly again.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Second half set to get underway here at Western High School. 29-0. Traverse City Central over Western. The Panthers have some ground to make up, and unfortunately, it'll be Traverse City Central receiving the ball to start this third quarter, going from left to right on your radio dial. At around the 10-yard line, that's where the Trojans will get it. And a little bit of a return for about 10 yards. And a little bit of pushing and shoving right there after the play. Carter Glee with the return on the play.
What I like here is Western came out. They looked like they lost some steam at the end of the first half. They came out a little pumped up.
Yeah.
They came out on that return. You had some of the guys pumping their fists and supporting each other, and we weren't seeing that towards the end of the first half. There's some excitement, some energy right now.
Hey, there's still a lot of time. If Western's able to get a good stop right here and they're able to finally break through, get something going offensively, they can find their way back in this. Two receivers either side, first and 10 from the 21. Traverse City Central throw up the middle. That one's caught, dodging a tackle. One guy to beat on the far sideline, going to outrun everybody and take it to the house on the first offensive play of the second half.
Wow.
Touchdown Trojans. Trent Glee just out athleting the Western athletes.
I'm sitting here with my jaw just kind of dropped open right now. That it seemed like Western came out with a little extra pep in their step, and then just a deflating play, first play from scrimmage for TCC, and they've got 34 or 35 hung up on the board now.
So just a single play into the second half, and an Aspen 1 hour heating and air conditioning touchdown with the extra point good. 36-0 for Traverse City Central over Western, and that sets up a partial running clock for the rest of the game. We're going to step aside back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Here's your last word for the Spelling Bee Championship. Your word is best.
Best? Can you use it in a sentence?
Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics is the best orthodontist for braces and Invisalign.
Yes, Summit Orthodontics is the BEST for your braces and Invisalign. They even have the BEST TikToks.
Correct!
Yay, I'm going to use my winnings on my new Invisalign.
Schedule your appointment with Dr. B at Summit Orthodontics today. SummitOrthoBraces.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
36-0. Traverse City Central over Western just 20 seconds into this third quarter. So we got a partial running clock now for this half, unless the Panthers are able to bring it back within 35 points. It'll be the clock running besides timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scores, which roughly translates to plays like out of bounds or incomplete passes that would otherwise stop the clock. The clock's just going to keep running for those. So the kickoff after the touchdown, fielded at around the 10-yard line, running towards the near sideline, tripped up at the 20, trying to get some extra yards. But Jack Barnes stopped after about 10 yards on the return.
As a coach, what you want to see from your team is that no-quit mentality. I mean, you're up against a mountain right now if you're Western. But you want to see, I mean, a true medal of your team is how you respond to this type of adversity. Do you lay down or do you get up every play, fight, dig, scratch, try to crawl your way back? What type of team are we going to see moving forward the rest of this game?
First and 10 from the 21. Quick handoff on the right side. Gets a few yards but met by the Trojans for a short gain.
Nick Trudell is your ball carrier.
Stopped at the Nick Trudell, the ball carrier, his first carry of the game. And they're going to say no gain.
Wow.
So 36-0, Traverse City Central over Western. About 90 seconds into this third quarter. One receiver to either side. One back with Levi. Going to get a handoff up the middle. Met immediately by a Trojan, and it's lost. Traverse City Central picks it up and is going to bring this in at around the 3-yard line, almost for another score. Fumble recovered by Riker
Craig.
Got a
flag down, too.
Fumble on the play.
Yeah, Lang right there at the 6.
Yeah, and the penalty marker was well after that fumble recovered as well.
I don't know if it was how he was brought down. It looked like it might have been a horse collar, the way he was brought down. I don't know. They're going to talk about it. They'll figure it out.
At that point, just willing to do anything to try to stop
right.
that score. Still trying to talk there at about the 5-yard line. I think you might be right, TMWD. Can try to bring the other official in, perhaps. Both teams are ready to go.
Call is personal foul, face mask against Trent.
Well,
so a face mask penalty.
I'll take partial credit on the board, Alex, for 500. It was a high takedown, face mask as opposed to a horse collar. But
so it looks like it's against Traverse City.
Oh, interesting.
Central.
Okay.
So this brings them back to about the 19-yard line.
All right.
Even the announcer here is confused.
He's
love
fun.
The announcer here, by the way. He's been doing a phenomenal job, but
it's distracting.
In a good way.
Yeah. Yeah, totally.
Two receivers right, one to the left. Receiver in motion to the left takes the snap. Gets the handoff to the far side for Rutger Feeney. And we've got a penalty marker down as he's able to run it all the way into the end zone for another score. But
I'm not seeing
hold
arms
that.
Up.
We might see this one called back. Holding against Traverse City, so will not count.
Wow.
You could just kind of tell by the body language, like, yeah, he is in the end zone, but this is probably not going to count.
Right. Back in the day in street ball, that's what you would call a do-over.
Mulligan. So we'll see. Again, it looks like probably a holding. It is. So two penalties against the Trojans to start this third quarter. We're about 2 minutes and change in, 36-0. Traverse City Central over Western, looking to add to their lead here as that brings the ball back to the 27-yard line.
First down, first and 20 now.
So first and 20 from the 27. Takes the snap, but bobbles it. It goes down. He dives on it to prevent any loss of yardage.
Just popped right down on it quick as soon as he realized he didn't have the handle on it. Kind of smart. You'd see a lot of people who try to pick that up and make a little something out of nothing.
Yeah.
But he just knew it was done at that point. And I mean, heck, you're already at a second and forever, right?
Yeah.
What,
second and forever. Now, yeah, second and even farther back.
Second and forever.
Yeah. Okay. Forever. And that's actually a new quarterback in Lucas Dorman, the backup. Takes the snap and fumbles the handoff, and Western able to jump all over this one. So Traverse City Central trying to bring in the backups here with the running clock, and Western's going to take over.
Well, you saw with the Columbia game how valuable it is to have those guys get in-game experience. As a
yes.
coach, when you see that opportunity, you want to do that. I mean, how many quarterbacks? We went through four quarterbacks last week on the Columbia side of things. So you need to have experience. You need to be able to develop that depth. So, yeah, you want to see them bring those guys in, get a little extra playing time, and get some experience. And what is, I mean, despite what we're seeing here tonight, a very stout Western team.
Yeah. Trying to bring that resilience. Two receivers either side, first and 10 from the 33. Levi steps back to pass, throw off to the right side. That one's complete and going to be flattened. And that's another one of those plays that it looks like he gains a lot, but only about 2 yards.
Yeah, he was hit hard by number 12. That was Grayson Fall. Just laying the lick on him. Oh, and we've got a Trojan down.
That was only for 2 yards. But yet, injured Trojan on the field on the play. So the clock will stop with the partial running clock. 7:52 to go in the third quarter. Western behind 36-0. Trying to look through the binoculars. Left leg is up, but I don't think that's what's hurt. He is going to be helped up right away. That's Riker Craig.
The big hand.
Walking off under his own power. Doesn't appear to be too gimpy. Might be just another. I believe the technical term would be getting the wind knocked out of you.
Yes, and we have seen that already in this game.
A little scientific, medical.
Which, thankfully, none of the injuries today seem to be serious.
No.
As Levi takes the snap, peeling out of the pocket, throw up the sideline. That one's nearly picked off. It's batted down by Oliver Dobreff. And third down.
Dobreff getting his hand on
Dobreff.
It.
Dobreff.
It only matters if you're putting the emphasis on the right syllable.
Dobreff, maybe. Maybe Dobreff. We're going about this all wrong. We apologize. We're trying to figure out this stuff on the
fly. We're going to have a debrief on the Dobreff later.
Yeah. Third and 8. Western handoff up the middle, trying to get a first down, but going to be flattened at around the 40.
Oh,
just a few yards short. Brody Parrott, the carry.
There was a lick that was laid out there by number 12 for the Trojans. Just lowered the shoulder. Again, that was Grayson Fell. Oh, just laid a lick right before three other white jerseys swarmed, as they've been doing all night, swarmed at the ball.
They just are making good reads on where the ball is going. And it's just like all hands on deck to that one spot.
Yeah, they don't quit on the play. They do not. They swarm until the whistle blows.
So Western fourth down, going for it, fourth and two. Oh, and got the offsides against Traverse City Central with the fake snap call.
No, I think they called it on Western.
Did they call the false start?
They called it on Western.
Oh,
yep.
No.
They called it on Western.
I thought they successfully got the offsides. They got him to jump, but
that's what I thought until I heard the reaction from the PA announcer here.
So that brings it back to the 36-yard line, loss of five. And now they'll punt. Ball high, booming to around the 40-yard line. And it's going to be touched at around the 35-yard line. Got a penalty marker. Got a little bit of a thing going on there. Some extracurricular pushing and shoving.
It got chippy. Well, hey, this Western team's frustrated. You can see it in the body language. They came out with that sense of energy right out of the gate. But then there was that deflating first play from scrimmage. And it's just been a different feeling ever since. Got a little chippy on that last play. Frustrations. Just frustrations for this Western squad.
We'd like to thank the Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, and Industrial Steel Trading for their support in today's broadcast. And it is a Traverse City penalty.
You mentioned Kelly Express Mart a little bit ago.
Yes.
Yeah. Have you tried that Flying Horse coffee yet?
I have not.
Do you drink coffee?
I do.
Okay. I highly recommend. You can be your own barista. Go in there.
Just check them out.
Just around the corner from us.
Yeah.
Not saying, just saying.
Many convenient locations, might I add.
Mm-hmm.
So, first and 10 for Traverse City Central following the punt. Going to be running off the near side. Going to be stripped away again. Western, do they have it? They do. Able to force another turnover.
Recovered by Western.
Yeah, so you've got this Western team right now that's taking advantage of some of the inexperience and the younger guys of TCC right now. They're going after the ball. They're intentionally trying to rip it out. They're just trying to. This late in the game, just trying to get things back on track when Traverse City is trying to get some experience for some of the other players right there. You got Western who still has their stars out there and just trying to make things happen.
Yeah, trying to play the JV players against another team's varsity, especially of Western's caliber. Quarterback keeper here for Lincoln Levi. Able to break through. One man to beat. Able to get a stiff arm and brought down inside the 20. And Western finally gets a first down.
Lincoln. No, oh, hold on. Let me flip the sheet over. That was Peyton Waller.
Cyrus Neal.
I apologize. Cyrus Neal, number 14, who was able to catch him from behind and get the stop. But the Panthers getting a fresh set of downs in the red zone, knocking on the door for the first time tonight.
That was a 27-yard gain for Lincoln Levi on the ground. In the red zone now, first and 10 from the 15-yard line. Trailing 36-0, quick handoff for Jaden Willis. He's sweeping on the far side, trying to get another extra chunk before being forced out of bounds at around the 10.
Again, when you see them getting 5 yards right now, that feels like a good chunk. Probably only three that time. But it's still getting positive yards, moving the stick.
From what we've seen today, though, that's a lot more of a chunk than what they've gotten.
Right.
You would never call 3 yards a chunk play, but
it is tonight.
Yes, it is tonight. So able to get 3 yards on the play. It's second down and 7 from the 12-yard line. Quick handoff up the middle. Brody Parrott spins and is brought down at around the 5. It'll probably be third and short here.
Going to bring up third and a yard.
Yeah, it's not much. I mean, the last time they had a yard to go was early in the first.
This is a gain of 5, 11 yards on 6 carries for Brody Parrott. Third down and 2 from the 7-yard line. 3:15 and counting in this third quarter. 36-0 Traverse City Central over Western, but Western trying to get on the scoreboard and trying to briefly stop this partial running clock. Two receivers to either side. Gets the handoff up the middle. Jaden Willis trying to break through, but he at least gets the first down at around the 2-yard line.
I want to say it was number 26, last one up from the pile. Aiden Merchant making the stop for this Traverse City team. Preventing the score, really, at that point. But like you said, fresh set of downs with just about 2.5 to go here in the third. Knocking on the door for this Western Panther team.
First and goal from the 3. One receiver to either side. Levi, the snap up the middle and into the end zone. Touchdown, Panthers. Brody Parrott able to break through and get Western on the board.
Again, how's the team react? We talked about that earlier. At a point when they looked deflated, it was getting a little chippy. I don't know what Cody Bentley said to his team, but he righted that ship. They were able to get momentum going. Nice drive for the Panthers to get themselves on the board.
Trims the deficit down to 30 points, going for the extra point.
Luke Harrington.
Extra kick is up and is good. Just on the inside there on the right side. And Western is on the board after Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning touchdown, 3 yards out from Brody Parrott. It's 36-7, 2:02 to go in this third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
2:02 to go in the third quarter, 36-7. Traverse City Central over Western, but Western on the board after their touchdown run from Brody Parrott. And we'll see if Traverse City Central tries to bring these starters back in to try to get the partial running clock going again. 35 points or more, you get the partial running clock. 50 or more, you get the full running clock. A laser kick that goes through the fingertips and into the end zone. Touchback.
Harrington's kick into the end zone.
Lumen is on top. 35-20 over on Spring Arbor Road against Pontiac Notre Dame Prep. Thomas Ratchford Jr.
First and 10.
Feeding us some scores today. You have Chelsea on top of Jackson, 35-14. 2 minutes to go in the third.
Wow. So looks like we still got the backups in for Traverse City Central. They'll start from their 20-yard line following the touchback. 2 minutes exactly in this third quarter.
Yeah, I don't think they care about the running clock.
Oh,
they
yeah.
want to get experience in for their guys. So we'll probably see them for a while.
Probably for the rest of the game unless Western makes a run. Takes a snap. Quick handoff up the middle and going to be brought down for about 2 yards on the carry.
22.
That was for Elijah Trombley.
Yeah, you know, both these teams, they've got league play coming up. They want to keep their main guys safe and healthy. There's a few that got dinged up today, but nothing that was really appeared to be serious. So, yeah, you know, both these teams just want to keep their main guys healthy and probably just want to run the clock to get out of this thing tonight.
Lucas Dorman in the gun. Three receivers right, one of the down. Left. Bobbles the snap again, and Western able to get over it again. Trouble with these snaps with the backup quarterback, and Western taking advantage.
So we got to work on your terminology. When you're working with Michigan fans, you don't say trouble with the snap.
It'll be Western ball. First and 10 Panthers.
But with that said, trouble with the snap, Western knocking on the door once again right here in the red zone.
Despite the lead, that is turnover number 4 for Traverse City Central, and knocking on the door in the red zone starting at the 18-yard line.
They had personnel issues. They had to call a timeout for TCC.
Hey, it's basically a JV game right now, and they're trying to coach through this JV lineup. Mostly JV players as timeout is called. We'll take a timeout as well. Back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Trouble with this.
Is your driveway or parking lot looking worn out and dingy, littered with cracks and potholes? Spruce it up with Wolverine Seal Coating and give your home or business the curb appeal it deserves. And while you're at it, extend the life of your driveway or parking lot by protecting it from the elements. Fresh seal coating and patch filling will save you thousands in the long run compared to a full replacement. For seal coating done right, contact Wolverine Seal Coating for your free estimate. WolverineSealCoating.com.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
You got Western some YouTube. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Western Panthers, 36-7 trailing, 1:18 to go in the third quarter. First and 10 from the Traverse City Central 18-yard line. Levi back for the snap. Throw into the end zone. And shoo, did he get that? He did.
Wow.
Touchdown, Panthers. Jaden Willis, an incredible one-handed catch for the score.
He put his mitten up there. One hand as he's sliding down to the ground and able to pull that in.
Unbelievable.
Amazing catch. Wow.
What athleticism for an Aspen one-hour heating and air conditioning touchdown. Jaden Willis hauls it in. I don't even know how.
I hope that finds its way to the mothership, because that needs to be on a top 10 highlight.
So the extra point now for the Panthers. Splits the uprights and is good.
And now, you know, I think if you are TCC, you're thinking about bringing your main guys back in, because this has a feeling that momentum has changed.
Yeah, Western, if Traverse City Central keeps their JV guys in, this could find its way to being a more ugly game for Traverse City Central. We're back in 30 seconds here on K105.3.
What will you find at Clothing Carousel? Name brand fashions at unbelievable prices. Clothing Carousel has fall clothing for the entire family and is now accepting all fall consignments. Check out the large selection of fall clothing already in stock. Hurry in to shop for the best selection to update your look. Clothing Carousel also carries Andrew's Rustic Aromas, 100% soy candles, and a variety of fall scents like banana nut, leaves, toasted pumpkin spice latte, and maple pecan waffle. Clothing Carousel on the corner of 5th and Franklin in Jackson.
Back to the gridiron. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
36-14 is the score as Western trying to fight their way back. A couple touchdown scores off of some turnovers. And now they kick away. 1:09 to go in the third quarter.
Chargers are on top of the Chiefs. 7-0, if anybody cares.
Down in Brazil.
Man.
Booming kick into the end zone, and it's going to be a touchback.
Why would you take a rivalry game like that and put it in Brazil?
I mean, it does take a home game away from the Chiefs, I believe. So not like I care about them. So we'll see. I think we got the main guys back in for the Trojans so they can prevent this thing from getting a little too close to comfort. I do see starting quarterback Isaac Turnwald back out there.
Turnwald back in at quarterback.
So the ninth drive of the half. Turnwald back under center. Takes the snap. Going to bring it on the ground himself. Breaks through, and he's doing Turnwald things. Breaks through several tackles. He's got two men to beat. 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, Trojans. A single play coming back in. And got those points right back. That's what he does.
Wow. Wow. I mean, you felt it. You felt the tide turning for Western.
Unbelievable. 80 yards the other way. Isaac Turnwald, 213 yards and three touchdowns. 42-14 for Traverse City Central with the extra point set right here. 54 seconds left in the third. That didn't take long at all.
No, not at all.
Kick is up. Western nearly got to that, but the kick does split the uprights. Extra point is good. Unbelievable.
Kick is good.
It's crazy. This guy's crazy good. Too much for the Panthers to handle. Isaac Turnwald, the junior quarterback. And it's 43-14 over the Panthers. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
We are the Neighbors, and every Friday night after the big game, things are happening at the Neighbors. It's more than just great drinks and good vibes. It's a social experiment. Who you'll meet, what you'll discover, there's only one way to find out. The kitchen is closed, so bring your own and enjoy great spirits at the Neighbors. Join us at 6060 Clinton Road, just north of Jackson. Bring your crew or fly solo. Just don't miss it. Thank God for the Neighbors.
WKHM-FM and HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
54 seconds left in the third quarter. Traverse City Central went a few drives with some of their JV players in, and Western able to get a couple touchdowns on the board. They decide to bring the starters back in, and on a single play, Isaac Turnwald turns it into an 80-yard touchdown run to get some of those points back. Now Western gets the kickoff at around the 10-yard line. Makes some progress up the field at around the 25 and stops.
And that, again, it was another return where you felt like, hey, he just needs to get around that, you know, a couple guys right there, and he could break it open. And as soon as he got to that 25-yard line, saw where there was just a little thin area in the coverage, I mean, that stuff got shut down, and he was brought down right there. It's just it's been a long time since we've seen a swarming defense like this.
Yeah, this is a tough, tough defensive team, especially with their starters out there. So Western, first and 10. Takes the snap, gets the handoff faked, running himself on the near side. Lincoln Levi able to bring it down for about 3 yards on the ground around the 30.
And he was just frantically trying to find a spot where he could get some positive yards. Levi. You know, he ran about 15 just to get that three.
Burkholder with the tackle.
He's up to 35 yards on 10 carries. And the clock will just run the last 20 seconds here. Western just already going to their sideline. They're already basically done with this third quarter. I doubt they'll get a playoff. Yeah, they're just going to go to the sideline. 43-14 is where the score stands. Going into the fourth and final quarter. Here from the home of the Panthers, Western High School. Fourth quarter is coming up in 60 seconds. You've got high school football on K105.3.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley & Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
WKHM-FM, WKHM-FM HD1, Brooklyn, Jackson. It's Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Second down and 7 for the Panthers to start the fourth quarter, trailing 43-14 to Traverse City Central. Connor Dockery and Mark W. Daly with you from the home of the Panthers, Western High School. And immediately a handoff up the middle to start the fourth quarter. Going to be stopped for about 1 yard. It's third down.
Yeah, Western's just...
That was Trudell?
You can tell they're still trying to third and to solve what they can. And, they're still turning. They're still trying to get the positive yards. They're still fighting through this thing.
Up to the 30-yard line. It's third down and 6 now for the Panthers. Just 1 of 9 on third down coming into this trip as Lincoln Levi gets the snap. He's swarmed, and he has to throw it out of bounds to get rid of it, or else he risks another sack.
No, he was just getting run down there by number 55. Almost there to get him. That would be Kalen Burkholder for Central of the Traverse City variety.
There you go. Fourth down. Western just one of 11 on third down now. Just has not been able to have that consistent success against this defense besides when that JV unit was in. So Western set to punt this one away. This one bounces at about the 45 and will roll down to the 36-yard line of Traverse City Central side, and that's where the Trojans will start their first drive of the fourth quarter.
We got some great football on the network this weekend. Michigan State, Boston College, State pulling out the white and black unis, even though that's not their colors. Michigan at Oklahoma.
That's going to be a fun matchup.
Lions at Green Bay on Sunday. Now, we got some great football on the network this weekend.
And the starter's still in for Traverse City Central. They want to get that running clock going again. Isaac Turnwald still in the game. Takes the snap. Gets the quick handoff up the middle. Able to run through and get the big first down and pulled down at the midfield. That was Gavin Love on the carry.
It looked like we had a little chippiness on that. I'm surprised.
Love is your ball carrier.
I'm surprised the flag didn't come out because that happened right at the 50, and you and I both saw it. That hand was inside the shoulder pads.
Oh, yeah. Now a quick pitch out for Turnwald on the far side, able to turn on the jets and outrun Western. A penalty marker on the field, but able to run all the way down to about the 10-yard line.
That's a hold on the far side. It's coming back.
Yeah.
There was a block where he tried to contain him, and he ended up tackling him. So, that one's coming back for Traverse City Central.
Yeah, everybody's already walking back before the officials have even made their announcement. They know it's coming back.
You know, in all the games that we have are late games, so you get to knock some stuff out on the honey-do list, watch some football Saturday evening and late Sunday afternoon.
That'll be less of the case on Sunday, though, that afternoon
right.
game.
Right, 4:25 for the kick.
2 yards. First and 8.
3:20 for the broadcast on Fox Sports 101.9 FM.
So with the penalty... against Traverse City Central, brings the ball to the 46-yard line on Western side. First and 8, weird number to say. takes the snap, gets the handoff to the near side, running to the near side, able to dodge a tackle, in for the first down, and then some, dodges another player, and nearly stiff-arms his way into the end zone, but brought out of bounds at around the 5.
That was number 26, who was finally able to chase him down and drive him to the ground. Dexter Vidado on the stop for Western.
Dexter Vidado. First down, Trojans.
I just say we got $1,053 we're giving away?
Yes, brought to you by AeroQuip Credit Union. Get signed up at K1053.com for the Football Frenzy $1,053 giveaway. Now we got a snap, first and goal from the 5, handoff into the end zone, Elliot touchdown
to the end
Trojans.
Zone
Elliot Hinbaugh on the carry, his first carry of the game and first touchdown, and we've got another partial running clock as the lead is now back to 35. 49-14 with the extra point pending. Traverse City Central, just their starters are just so darn good. Specifically that quarterback, Isaac Turnwald, is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's a totally different team from when their backups are into these guys. I mean, it's like night and day.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Extra kick is good.
Please, kick is good.
And Traverse City Central has put a 50 spot on the board here at Western. 50-14. 9:53 to go in this one. We're back in 30 seconds on K105.3.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
The action continues. Football Frenzy on K105.3.
50-14, Traverse City Central running all over the Western Panthers in this one. 9:53 to go. We've got the partial running clock, which basically allows the clock to continue to run on out of bounds and incomplete pass plays. But the clock still stops on timeouts, injuries, penalties, and scores.
Gavin Love kicking.
So Traverse City Central kicking this one away. We'd like to thank the Neighbors, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, Minuteman Sewer and Drain, and College and Career Access Center for their support in today's coverage.
I haven't been to the Neighbors yet. That sounds like a fun place.
Yeah, I got to make my way over there. Near Northwest does a pretty decent return here for the Panthers, able to make their way up to around the 30-yard line.
All right, we'll see which Western offense comes out this time around.
And looks like they still got their starting guys out there mostly, and then Traverse City Central, I would imagine they would go back to their backups. Yeah, Western still got their starters out there. Still going to fight till the end on this one.
You know, and sorry, I dropped a reference on you earlier that you didn't get. I'll have to.
No, sorry. No, sorry.
You'll have to. You have to watch some Michigan State YouTube trouble with the snap later on.
I know, silly me from Colorado didn't catch that reference immediately.
You know, you should drop some Colorado references on me sometime.
Yes.
I'll see if I get those. So,
8:47 and counting in this one. First and 10 for the Panthers from the 32-yard line. Got the handoff up the middle and probably no gain, maybe a yard on that play for Brody Parrott.
Yeah, that was just a wall of white jerseys. And those are still some pretty big guys that are out there for the Trojans.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a big team. Bigger, faster, stronger. That was the case tonight. Specifically, look at this guy out there, Jonathan Mark, the junior. He's a big kid out there.
I know.
8:05 in counting in this one. Another handoff here on second down and 9, and runs into a wall. and pushed all the way back to the 20. Wow.
Yeah, I kind of want to. I don't know. What are you feeling here? Because it feels like, you know, Western's been spreading it out all night. Even when they've been running, they've been spreading it out. Now they're in a tight formation during this drive, and they've just done nothing but run it up the gut. I get the feeling that they're kind of waving the white flag at this point.
Well, we'll see. I mean, what with their starters out there, I think they're trying to get maybe some good drives still out here against this JV lineup, but got a fake handoff there as Levi able to sneak on through. Did he get the first down?
See, in that
he was
time,
around there.
Yeah, see, that time they faked it right up the gut, and he took it around the outside. It's kind of like they trained the defense and me that they're looking right up the gut, right down the middle. Defense crashed on it. He just ran around everybody.
Down at the 43-yard line, they did give him the first down. Western now just 2 of 12 on third down. Just 3 first downs overall. 6:43 and counting, 50-14 lead for Traverse City Central over Western. First and 10 from the 43. Takes the snap, gets the handoff. Jaden Willis able to cut onto the right side, then up the middle, able to dodge a few tackles, and he's going to be brought down for a gain of about 8 yards. A pretty good run there for Willis.
Yeah, he danced around a lot of people there. And if he didn't get it, he's awful close to that first.
Going to be brought down at the 49-yard line of Traverse City Central side of the field.
Woman Christie, 42. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep, 27. 11-16 in the fourth.
Boy, that's a statement game right there.
Actually, check that. It's 48-27 now.
Wow.
11:02 to go. Adrian scored. They're now on top of the Mounties, 24-21.
Ooh, that's a close one. Up there in Northwest, second and 2, handoff up the side. That's going to be in for the first down and then some. 35-20, 25. And that's going to be a big first down for Nick Trudell.
Yeah, just what I think that Western's laying down. I mean, they come out with a little bit of spit and fire.
First and 10, Western. Just trying to play hard right till the end, and that's exactly what you want if you're Coach Cody Bentley.
Exactly what you want to see.
First and 10 from the 27 now of Traverse City Central side. Trailing by 36 are the Panthers. 5-10 and counting in the ball game. Takes the snap. Gets the handoff to the near side. Brody Parrott trying to slip through between defenders. And it's got to take a lot of effort to bring him down around the 20 to set up second and short.
He carried 5 guys with him. 5 guys with him. Last one coming up off the pile for Traverse City is number 12, Grayson Fell. That was one of their main guys. He's been out there all game long.
About 3 yards to go. Gain of 7 on the play.
So second and 3, they'll make it right there at the 20. 4:33 and counting in this one. One receiver to either side, one back with Levi. Takes a snap, quick handoff, Jaden Willis up the middle, and he's going to take a big hit, but right around the first down. I don't know if he made it.
Boy, that was 15 who just came in and laid the lick on him. Lucas Dorman just laying a hit.
You know, there's something about whenever you describe these big hits. It's my favorite. It's my favorite Mark W. Daly color analysis.
I guess I could do it like Damon Wayans from In Living Color.
Third down and 3, handoff on the near side and trying to tightrope around the line of scrimmage but can't break through. Stopped at the sideline. That's Camden Cole on the carry.
And that's an example of that swarming defense that we keep talking about. Kind of stood him up, didn't quite get out of bounds, but couldn't quite bring him down either. So the play kept going, and then it was just like boom, 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 boom. White jersey hitting white jersey.
Yeah.
Soon everybody was there before the whistle was blown.
So it's a gain of 2, but just short of the first down. It's 4th and 1 from the 18. 3:10 and counting in this one. With Western trailing by 36, trying to finish this game strong. Going for it on 4th. takes the snap, quick handoff, Brody Parrott, and he is brought down for a loss and a turnover on downs for the Panthers.
That was number 26 who was able to break through and get the stop behind the line of scrimmage. That was Aiden Merchant for the Trojans.
Clock continues to run 2:40 and counting as Traverse City Central will probably just try to run this thing out. But Western's defense doing a pretty good job against Traverse City Central's JV offense.
We've got... I heard some extra whistles.
There you go.
And it was of the timeout variety.
So we'll take a timeout as well back in 30 seconds. This is the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
Football Frenzy is back on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
2:28 left in this one. 50-14, Traverse City Central over the Western Panthers. Traverse City Central taking over for likely their last drive of this one as Western tries to finish this one strong.
Got a final from out on Moscow Road, 28-8, Hanover Horton beating Napoleon.
And that's a good Napoleon team that we just saw last week. First and 10, going to be a handoff on the left side, going to be a few yards, not much there. Elijah Trombley on the carry.
22, Elijah Trombley.
This ran into a bunch of those burgundy, maroon, dark red jerseys. I honestly don't know what color it is. I think I'm in the ballpark.
It's like a maroon, I'd say.
I'll take your word for it.
A maroon. Give it about a couple yards there. Second down and 7 from the 24-yard line.
Keeper.
On the far side, Dorman on the keeper, able to get in for the first down, and he's going to be forced out of bounds at around the 35.
It was just a matter of finding that spot on the sideline that he needed to get the first down, and he ran right to it. It was an angle game, and he just had a better angle. And we've got a Panther down.
Ooh.
We've got an injured player down.
Helmet's off and everything. He's hurting.
It's a Jaden Willis, I think.
Maybe it's a cramp.
Yep.
We saw this a little bit last week, but it was a little bit warmer last week than it is today.
Yeah, it's a little chillier tonight. Not like totally chilly, but I mean, we are not outside.
We're not outside. We're inside. I brought my outside gear just in case.
Yeah, you never know where they're going to have us, but
I like
inside. And again, appreciate Western High School for the hospitality they've shown us. Very nice. Very nice people here at Western.
48-34, Lumen on top, 8:35 in the fourth. So Pontiac Notre Dame Prep making a run.
Trying to make it close, but Lumen, boy, if they're able to hold on for that one, big win for the Titans.
All righty, let's give him a big hand. Shake it off, big.
Jaden Willis is okay. He might be right. He just cramped a little bit.
Yeah, he's walking off without...
Without assistance.
Without assistance. Proper cadence.
Hey, you're breaking out the big words, too.
Well, you know, like I said, it reflects on you.
We're doing a lot of reflecting on this broadcast this evening. So it'll be first and 10 for Traverse City Central from around the 32-yard line. 1:20 and counting in this one, leading over Western 50-14. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff, going to keep it himself onto the near sideline for Dorman. Able to get the first down and then some, forced out at around the 50-yard line.
Well, there was a holdback. The refs are just letting it go now at this point. There was a holdback here at the 40. You could almost argue for a late hit up here. by the 47. But I think they're just kind of letting it roll at this point.
Might as well. 45 seconds left. 47-yard line on Western side for Traverse City Central. First and 10. Two receivers to either side. Man in motion on the right. Takes the snap. Flips it forward. Going to get the force out at around the 45. That was Lucas Popa on the carry. And it's second down.
That'll
final
be the last
16
one.
Seconds. Yeah, that should probably
That's
do it.
It
here. And I'm not even, they're not even going to get a playoff. Just get a couple guys going to the sideline.
Looks like that'll do it. That should be the ball game.
And that will do it.
For coming out tonight. Final score 50-14.
50-14 is the final score. A big time win for Traverse City Central, able to avenge the win that Western got in their joint last year, 30-20. Able to come in a big way and just blow the doors off in the second quarter. They just didn't look back.
No, they didn't. I mean, they it took them. We had a little bit of back and forth early in the game, just kind of both teams feeling each other out. But once Central was able to kind of figure that out, they just literally, they ran away with it. And once they ran away with it, they started throwing it away. You know what I mean? By having some of those open receivers here on the near side. So, yeah, it was definitely Central's day from start to finish.
So we're going to step aside, and then back in 60 seconds, we're going to break down what we saw in this one. Again, final score 50-14, Traverse City Central over Western. This is K105.3 Football Frenzy.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Football Frenzy returns on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
So now in the post-game show here from Western High School, final score is 50-14. Traverse City Central runs all over Western. And Mark W. Daly, sounds like we got a couple other final scores.
Yeah, we do. We got a final. It was Adrian on top of Northwest, 24-21 for that final. Chelsea getting the win over Jackson, so the Vikings starting their season 0-2, 35-14 for that final. Last I saw for Lumen Christi, of course, that game's still going on our sister station, News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM. It was 8:35 to go in the third, 48-34. Pontiac Notre Dame Prep mounting a comeback against the Titans. But Lumen's still on top in that one.
Really hope the Titans really pull that one out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Statement win. So, but unfortunately for Western, this one just did not go their way as they played really tough in the first quarter. It was, you know, very close between these two teams. You could still kind of feel like there was a slight edge towards Traverse City Central, but once Traverse City Central found that hole in that Western defense, they just really took it to them. They exploited this defense and able to just get big play after big play and touchdown after touchdown, and that continued into the second half as well. And The only time Western had success was against the JV.
Against the backups, but yeah. Central was just able to pop that cork, and they just opened the floodgates. And at times, it appeared they were able to score at will.
Yeah, and that's specifically around one guy, the quarterback, Isaac Turnwald, 7 carries, 213 yards for 3 rushing touchdowns, and he also threw for 3 other touchdowns, 4 of 8 passing, with 2 touchdowns to Trent Glee and 1 touchdown to Grayson File. So this guy all over the place is one of the better players we've seen in these last 2 years that we've been broadcasting together, and he was just phenomenal in this one, put on a masterclass at the quarterback position.
That and this defense for Traverse City Central, one of the best defenses we've seen, too.
Yes.
Fast, attacking the ball, a swarming defense, shutting down holes, and they weren't giving up yards at all tonight.
And that's what happens when you get a bigger, faster team. Probably the closest I can say that I've seen to a team like this, it's got to take you to a place called Scott City, Kansas.
Okay.
Phenomenal football team, the Beavers.
Really?
So the team in Colorado that I broadcasted for, phenomenal football team. And they went down there to Scott City, Kansas, and this was pretty much what we saw tonight.
Right.
That's exactly what they did to my Ray Eagles. They're just completely dominated on both sides of the ball. Bigger, faster, stronger. And it's like this team that is phenomenal. Otherwise, it was weird to see them completely get shut down in all aspects. So that's just what happens. But, again, hats off to this Traverse City Central team. This is a team that Western beat last year, caught them on a little bit of a younger year last year. But this year, able to come in and get their revenge. Like, hey, you took one in our joint. We're going to come in and we're going to take you in your joint. So
how's this Western team respond from this? I feel like they learned a lot about themselves tonight.
Yes.
It's probably a little bit of a humbling loss now that they're going to be getting into league play. This is the type of a loss that you need to respond to by ticking it up even more so in practice. Cleaning up some of those mental errors that impacted the game pretty early on. So you take this loss, it hurts. And it hurts. You get blown out. This hurts right now. But you got to take this and you got to mold your players into a better team and take what you've learned from this and turn it around this week in practice.
Well, absolutely, and especially against these bigger schools.
Yeah.
Going against your league schedule, going to play against more similar-sized schools.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, just got to find a way to clean up those mental mistakes. Because as you mentioned, it was early there in the first quarter, second quarter. You saw some of these bad penalties for Western that, you know, kind of crushed them a little bit on both sides of the ball. And Traverse City Central, you could just see that discipline. Even though they had that lost fumble on their second drive, they just stayed at it on both sides of the ball. Discipline. They really didn't make many mistakes tonight besides some of those lost fumbles, mostly again on their JV players once they started coming in. But definitely a lot that Western can learn, a lot that they can clean up to avoid a game snowballing away from them like this.
Right. I mean, we know this team's got good bones. They gritted out a tough win last week against J-High. So we know they've got some good bones here, and it's just going to be really interesting to see once they get into that I-8 schedule. You know, what is this team going to be like? Is this going to be another team that's, the 2025 edition going to be in the playoffs, going to be in the postseason? I say yes.
Yeah.
I think they will be, for sure.
Yeah, and especially last week and, you know, what we have seen at times tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I still like what this Western Panthers team is doing under first-year head coach Cody Bentley. I think this is still a good culture, definitely, with this team. Obviously, just a very talented Traverse City Central team that came in tonight. But I think this team will find a way to get this picked up in the I-8 schedule. And I don't see why this playoff streak will be ending this year. I think they definitely will make it back in this year. But sometimes you just get these tough matchups in this inter-conference play.
Right, absolutely. But it was despite the score for us, it was a fun game to watch. Good some bright spots for the Western squad, and great night of football.
There you go.
A bad night of football is always a great night of football.
I agree, because it is football at the end of the day, and once again, won a big, Big shout out to Western High School. Very, very hospitable towards us this evening, so definitely appreciate that. Always love calling games here at the home of the Panthers. So, Mark W. Daly, 50-14 final score. Any final thoughts?
Looking forward to next week already.
There you go. And that's, if you were wondering, Hanover Horton and Michigan Center.
So Hanover Horton coming off a big win against Napoleon tonight.
Yes.
Not sure what happened with Center, but they're usually pretty pretty good Cascades
team. Yeah, I knew they blew the doors off of Onsted in that first week.
Which is surprising because the LCAA is usually a good football conference. So that was surprising.
Yeah, and tonight I believe they had Columbia Central. So
okay.
Not sure what that result is, but it's going to be a fun one next week. So that'll do it for tonight. One more time, final score is 50-14, Traverse City Central over Western. For Mark W. Daly, as well as Kiki back in the studio holding down the fort, my name is Connor Dockery. Thanks for tuning into this presentation of high school football on K105.3.
That concludes tonight's edition of Football Frenzy on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3. This evening's contest has been brought to you in part by
AeroQuip Credit Union, King's Equipment, Grimes Plumbing, Wolverine Steel Coating, Cali Express Mart, Wilby Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Jackson Public Schools, County National Bank, The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau, Jenkins Insurance Agency, Trips Collision Center, The Neighbors, Industrial Steel Treating, Clothing Carousel, Summit Orthodontics, and Miniman Sewer and Drain.
We now return you to Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.